In the pre-dawn hours of Saturday morning, a man broke into the Lamas Jimenez home on West 99th Street in Inglewood. He then opened fire on the family of six. Philemon Lamas and his four-year-old son both died as a result of the attack.
God wanted him in heaven, and we know God needed him.
That was Lamas' sister, Emma Lome, who says she is still in shock over what happened. Lamas' wife, Gloria Jimenez, and two other children were also shot. They remain in stable condition. Only an 8-year-old boy who hid under his covers was not hurt. Investigators are working to confirm the identity of a body found in a burned-down bungalow behind the family home. The bungalow was being rented by Desmond John Moses, who police believe to be the shooter. The Lamas family says Moses was upset over being evicted from the home, and he may have blamed Philemon. An autopsy is expected to conclude early this week. Meanwhile, community leaders and police have begun raising money for the family with two separate funds.
Seeing all this, I'm happy for my brother because I know he deserves it. I know he was a hero, and my imagining how he felt when this guy came in, how his body felt and not being able to help his family.
Civil rights activist Earl Ofari Hutchinson is helping the family cope with the aftermath of the tragedy.
Anytime you have this kind of violence, any kind of time you have this kind of tragedy that affects a whole family and children, it is nothing but a monumental tragedy.
Additionally, Doors to Heaven Global Ministries on Manchester Boulevard in Inglewood is offering prayer and counseling services to the family and community members. Another of Lamas' sisters, Carmen Hernandez, says the children are the family's top priority.
We're a big family, so there is a lot of nephews in there around, so they're playing most of the time, and so I think that helps them a lot.
Donations can be made at the ICE Federal Credit Union at Inglewood City Hall or the Hawthorne Wells Fargo branch on Hawthorne Boulevard. Molly Gray, Annenberg Radio News.